Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. Yeah, Mystery Dog Tater was, his ears were up last night for sure. We heard coyotes doing their little love serenade outside. I hadn't heard that in a long time. If you've never heard that, it sounds like they're attacking something or screaming or having a party or all things rolled into one. And then later on, we were getting ready for a bed and looked out the window. He was just going nuts at the window, and two were just cruising down the front street, the street out in front of the house. First time I've seen them in a long time. I don't know where they've been hiding out lately. Ready to go. We'll go to the phones pretty quickly here to talk about gardening, landscaping, whatever you'd like to discuss. The telephone number is the same as always across the country. It's 866-444-3478, which is DIRT 3478. 866-444-3478. You'll talk to Mary Rose when you call in. She'll get you ready to go, and we'll chat about whatever is on your mind. If you've got a report for us about some kind of a gardening activity that's not working or something that's working great, have a tip for us, we're more than open to that. We've gotten some really good information from listeners through the years that now we recommend as a regular sort of thing, and we'll talk about whatever's on your mind. The SPCA report we'll start with, and we've got a good-looking guy that's available here. It's Wilbur. Wilbur is a fun-loving four-year-old male Cane Corso that weighs about 72 pounds, so he's a big, hunky guy, and beautiful blue coat, silvery blue coat. Nice smile. He loves to play, but apparently because of his size, he can be a little bit rough accidentally. He doesn't mean to be. He's really a soft guy, but he's just big. So if you've got small kids, this might not be the best choice. If you have other dogs, you might want to introduce them to him if you're considering an adoption. This is at the Dallas SPCA, and I think he'd be a good choice. We've got Frankie was adopted. That's good from previous shows. Oreo and Athena, though, we're still waiting for home. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, take a look at our website, dirtdoctor.com, and look at the SPCA button and check out Wilbur and Oreo and Athena. And we will chat about that more. The contest is up and running. I haven't looked, but I assume the photograph's there, the new mystery photograph. And we've got we got something new for you there. We've got, not only does the winner get one of our courses, the organic natural organic certification course, which is a landscaping and gardening course in 15 chapters and all that, but also a gift from Espoma, which brings us this first feature, Espoma.com. They're giving away a 4-pound bag of Biotome. So we've added to the gift list a little bit there for you. All you have to do is go to dirtdoctor.com, click on that right-hand button that's under the photograph that rolls up automatic if you want to just wait on it, and identify the photograph, and you get the two things, the course and the gift bag of Biotome from Espoma. For more information about Espoma, just go to their website, dirtdoctor.com, and go to the ads that you'll see there, or just go straight to their website, which is Espoma, com. One of the nice things about their wonderful line of organic products is that they're available across the country, much more so than any of the other organic products that we talk about. There's a lot of good organic products out there, depending on where you are in the U.S., but theirs you can find in feed stores, farm stores, ranch stores, hardware stores, nurseries, garden centers out there across the country. So we're delighted to have them on board. Let's see, let me do one real quick thing here to my computer that's not counting for me properly. There we are. And let's see, what's the next thing? Our newsletter that just went out is about palm trees. If you haven't seen it, I ended up creating a bunch of work for myself. I did a newsletter on palm trees that are hardy, those that can take some cold weather, which I've been saying I would do for a long time. I've talked about it briefly on the show and in my column in the Dallas Morning News in the past, but I've never really done a kind of a thorough look at it. And as I got into it, it occurred to me that I hadn't done very good entries in our library about the individual palm trees that are on this list. I've just kind of talked about them in general and sketchy, very sketchy in the past. So I ended up giving myself the job of having to add to those entries, which was good. They include the needle palm, the sable palm, our Texas sable palm, which will take some extremely low temperatures. Needle palm probably takes more than any, with the exception maybe of the windmill palm. I've been calling windmill palm Japanese windmill palm for a long time, and as I did the research, it became pretty evident that most people in the world call it Chinese windmill palm or just windmill palm. So it's in there now, and we're in the process, if we haven't gotten it all finished yet, of cross-referencing with all those different names. And then the Pindo palm is in there. It's the one that has the big gray foliage. And it, like the other palms, especially needle palm, do very, very well in shade. I think that's the thing that surprises folks the most about palms. They're typically thought of as being desert-like and taking full sun and all that, and they certainly will grow in full sun in most cases. But they'll also grow in the shade. The Pindo palm that I've got in the newsletter is actually in the backyard of some friends of ours, and it's in pretty much full shade all day long, and it's gotten really big. In fact, they had to take one out that they had that was in another part of their backyard because it got too big. So be careful with that one if you want to give it a shot. But anyway, if you don't get the newsletter, which is free, just go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and click on the newsletter button. And the current one is always there for you. And then there's a button that goes to the archives. Some people on newsletters just show you a few of the newsletters that have been done in the past. We show them all that we've done from day one. So you can go back year to year and look up the ones. It's kind of interesting to see how the newsletter has evolved. It's gotten a little deeper in information and a little more thorough through the years. And like I said, sometimes gives me more work than I had planned on. Let's see what else we need to talk about. One thing I mentioned last week was the Topeka Mother Earth News. I think I even mentioned on the air, I know I did on Bob's show, that it was last week. It's actually this week. So I hope you're not sitting around in Topeka, Kansas, waiting for me for a week. But it is this week. It starts on getting set up on Friday, I guess, and then all the goings-on is Saturday and Sunday. You can go to our website and click on the button there and get all the details. I speak twice on Saturday, my usual talks, although I have beefed them up a little bit and kind of taken them to a little bit better level. One on the natural organic pest control, that's the one I'll do first, And then the second one is the tree talk, where I talk about planting trees properly and the maintenance of trees, the management techniques that I recommend. Talk a lot about the root flare exposure and all that and why it's important. And then end with the fabulous trees of the world, talking about some of the really big ones. And the feature, the main one in that part of the talk, is the champion Montezuma cypress that's in Oaxaca, Mexico, that's about 3,000 years old. And gorgeous. It's just an unbelievable tree. But we're doing something new this year, too. On Sunday, I'm going to be doing a completely different presentation. Let me go ahead and take this break, and I'll tell you about it when I come back. I'm basically going to be doing a hands-on deal, and I'll talk to you about it when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And for those of you interested in the course, of course, you can win it free by identifying the mystery photograph. But if you want to just find out about it and sign up or have employees of your organization or your nonprofit take the course or whatever, you can go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org, or you can just click on the one of the rotating photographs right on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com is all about the course. Okay. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Let's get started here. Tammy in Arlington first up. Hello, Tammy.
Hi, Dr. Garrett. I was wondering about a greenhouse. I don't have a ton of plants to bring in during the winter, but enough to where I need something to, you know.
Just kind of a hospital situation?
Yeah. Yes. Instead of the garage, and then, you know, moving them out from the garage to get sun during different times. And but I, you know, I know that the polycarbonate versus the plastic, I know the polycarbonate would probably be better, but would you still need to put a heater inside, you know, one of those?
In most winters, you would need at least something. You know, good ventilation is important too, because our winters, you know, we can have days that are so hot you can fry things inside the greenhouse. So you need to look at both sides of that. My greenhouse is basically an old shed, a storage building that we added corrugated fiberglass walls to the south and the east side. It actually has a solid roof that is at a slope. So it let in the winter, you know, when the sun is way down in the sky and it comes in at a lower angle, it goes all the way to the back wall in my greenhouse.
Okay.
And in the summer, the solid roof keeps the direct sun basically out, except for early in the morning. So that's something good to look into as far as a hospital-type greenhouse. It's also good for propagation in the winter. But the other greenhouses, and probably what I'd recommend to you is just go online and do a search for the different kinds, and there's just a tremendous amount of information there. I assume there's still a company, Texas Greenhouse, in Fort Worth, too.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You might look them up and go over and chat with those.
I read in the paper that this fourth generation somehow – Mother Nature has them lose their sex drive, and so they don't have as many babies. I've had some, and I just have one this year. By the time, because they don't have time to develop before they fly to Mexico.
Well, one of the things is having the wrong kind of milkweed in your garden, the kind that stays around too long, keeps the butterflies around too long, and they sometimes get some freeze damage. So that's one of the things that people need to be careful about as well.
Well, I hope they're on their this wind going to Mexico somewhere. But anyway, these are they do get about 4 or 5 feet tall at least, probably or more. So they are tall ones. So, but they don't they get they're on the northeast side, so they don't get sun all day long. But anyway,
well, that'd be great. Send us some seed. That'd be terrific. Yeah.
All right, bye.
Thank you, Esther. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's good. The butterfly, I saw the same grouping, and I guess the monarchs were the most plentiful. We have a plant in our garden that has just naturalized. It pops up all over the place. I have to take some of it out, I guess, so much of it, but it's called frost weed. It's the one where when you get the first hard freeze, the stem breaks open and it forms just a little ice sculpture coming out of the stem. But the monarchs love the white flowers on it, and it's in bloom right now. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Dennis, Rome, Georgia. Hi, Dennis.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, Mr.
Sure.
What is the best time to shut your irrigation system down? I saw it in my front yard.
Well, do you have it on automatic?
Yeah, yes, sir, I do.
Well, what I actually recommend, Dennis, is to shut it down all the time. Keep it on manual and only run it when you push the button. You
yeah.
know, not have it on. So I'd walk out there and shut it down right now.
Oh, yeah, well, I do. That's what I do. I just want to make sure I'm doing it right because the weather here is getting cooler, and I just want to know if I need to keep watering.
Well, you only people make a mistake of not watering in the winter if we go through a real long, windy, super dry period. I think it surprises people that the ground can dry out as much as it can. So you just need to probe the soil, get an old golf club, break the head off of it or saw it off, use it as a probe, and just see what the moisture level is doing. It'll vary depending on what kind of soil you have and how shady it is and sunny and all that stuff.
The soil is dirt, red dirt, clay.
Yeah. Well, it just needs to be watered when it needs to be watered. There's no schedule that anybody can give you, but I would cut the automatic watering completely off and just monitor it yourself and punch the button and let it run through when it needs some water. Simple as
okay,
that.
Okay, the guy that come out and timed everything, you got each station set up on 30 minutes. They got 5 stations.
That's fine. I like to water each station a long time. Mine are basically set up for anywhere from 20 to 35 minutes, depending on which one it is. So I totally agree with that. I like to run the system and then wait as long as possible before running it again.
Yeah, my last water bill was $550, so I about croaked. So I just wanted to know.
Well, you probably have a pretty big place then if it's that much. So
yeah, it's terrible here, but the grass is growing as long as I keep it. Now I get it fertilizer by a company every 3 months, so I'm okay.
Yeah, you're good. Just stick with the organic fertilizer. That's going to build better root systems, deeper root systems, more mycorrhizal fungus, and that helps you keep the moisture at a proper level and cuts down how often you have to water and saves you money.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gary. Enjoy your show.
Appreciate the call.
All right.
And that number is 866-444-3478. The website, dirtdoctor.com. Here is Lynn listening on WCPT outside of Chicago. Hello, Lynn.
Hi. Enjoy your show a lot. This is first time calling.
Well, thanks.
We have, for the last couple of years, fungus on our sugar maple trees that I think is called tar fungus. It looks like tar on the leaves.
Yeah, black looking.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff. And my question is, I always usually throw all my leaves in the compost pile. I'm concerned, should I do that with those? Someone even suggested burying them, just get rid of them.
I was on Mike McGrath's radio show two or three years ago, and I appeared with another arborist, a friend of Mike's from up there in that area, and he did kind of an experiment. He took a question and threw it to us, and we just talked about the one question, and the one question was exactly this. About tar leaf and whether what you should do with the infected leaves and that sort of thing. And both the other arborists and I agreed that the thing to do was to put the leaves in the compost pile. The composting action will neutralize the disease, and it won't be any ongoing problem for infecting other trees or doing anything bad on down the road at all. So no matter what the disease is, I recommend that. I recommend it here in Texas if it's oak wilt. If you grind up a tree that's got a real serious disease like oak wilt or tar leaf or whatever it is, usually just the aeration that comes from grinding it up, and you can do it in your case with your lawnmower, for example.
Yeah.
That neutralizes it for the most part. And then when you put it in the compost pile and it goes through the heat of the microbial action in the compost pile, it totally eliminates the disease problem.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your help. That's exactly what I'll do.
Okie doke. Good luck. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we got a lot of new people listening. I really appreciate it. We've got open lines now all of a sudden. If you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. It gives me time to cover something that's kind of related to that. At the end of the season, a lot of times up in the north more so than here, this tar leaf thing pops up, and here in the south, we have a fungal disease that'll hit the red oaks. I'm seeing it a lot. I've got a little bit of it on the red oaks at my place. You get brown spots, and those brown spots are a fungus. It's a fungal leaf spot. We don't even normally recommend doing any treatment for it because it's not deadly or anything like that. It's more of a cosmetic thing, but it does cause the leaves of the red oaks to abort, kick off the tree. Some of them have already turned yellow, very little red showing. Some of them will have some yellow fall color. Some of them will just turn brown. Some of them will kick off green but have the spotting on there. If you want to spray something, you can soak whole ground cornmeal in water and make a cornmeal tea and spray that. You can mix hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store or buy a commercial product, either one, like the BioSafe, and spray that. That will knock the disease in the head. I mean, it'll wipe it out. You don't have to do it, though. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Espoma, extremely high-quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotics.
probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And if you want to jump on here, it's wide open lines for you at 866-444-3478. Calls are coming in waves this morning for some reason, so take advantage of it and jump on here. The mystery photograph is still available for you. It's going to be it's a little bit of an unusual plant, and like I said, I don't even have an entry about it on the website, which is bad, but I will before, at least I'll have written before the show's over, probably. I don't know if we'll get it up before tomorrow or something, but we'll get it up for you as soon as we can. And it'll be an interesting one to talk about. In fact, I've got some more photographs. I've got some good photographs of it that I took on a trip. And I'm racking my brain right now to try to remember where they are. The photograph that's on dirtdoctor.com is a close-up, but showing you the overall effect of this unusual tree would be a good thing to do. Another thing I just did, and I actually got this done, I got an email question and photographs along with it showing a weed and wanting to know what it was and how to control it. It's been pretty common. We've gotten several questions about it. It's a little white aster. It's a pretty little flower, actually. But it has a real gnarly growth. It's kind of spiny and thick. It's not a pretty growth. And as it matures, as the flowers go away, it turns black stems, and it looks kind of bad. It's called roadside aster. And I just put it on Facebook, so you can check it out there. You can also go to dirtdoctor.com and go into the library. But I noticed something there I need to improve. the control of it, we talk about the fact that kicking the fertility up with organic fertilizer and watering better is the real control of it, the long-term control of roadside aster. But you can kill it with an organic selective herbicide. And it's the one that you've heard me talk about for other weeds, and it's called Agrilon Crabgrass Killer. And it is available out there. If it's not in your local stores, tell the people to contact us, and we can line them up with the manufacturer or distributor to get it. It is a product that, believe it or not, has the active ingredient of cinnamon. Cinnamon in a base of baking soda, and it kills weeds, both broadleaf and grass weeds, and does not hurt the turf. Now, it works better in southern grasses than it does in bluegrass and fescue up north, but I think even there, if you use very carefully and kind of a little bit at a time, it can be effective for you there as well. It's called Agrilon Crabgrass Killer. Okay. All right. And let's see what else I need to catch up with y'all. Let's do a little in Howard's garden. And that telephone number is 866-444-3478. One of the questions that came up just a couple of days ago is ginkgo. People on listening to Bob Webster were asking him about ginkgo and where is it appropriate to grow it and everything. You may have heard last week we were talking with some Chicago listeners about the fact that one of my favorite ones, a very, very big one, is in Chicago. It's at Frank Lloyd Wright's old home and office. And one of our listeners actually lives here, was traveling to Chicago to see the Frank Lloyd Wright office and everything and saw the tree and said it was still in good shape and looking good and all that. And he was going to send me some pictures, but I don't think I've seen them yet. There is apparently, in fact, I know there is. I've seen some of the articles about it. There is some controversy about the tree, and there's some people that are actually talking about taking it down because of the fruiting. The fruit on the ground, if left on the ground, starts smelling bad. So that's why we recommend in the management of ginkgos is as the fruit falls, collect it. It is edible fruit. They're one of the other presenters that will be at the Topeka show. In fact, I assume she's going to be there. I was going to talk to her again this week and try to get her on. She had a conflict last week. But she's the author of a book called Backyard Foraging. And she gives a very simple way, and I've done it now. It works very well, of preparing the seed. You take the nut out of the fleshy outer part of the ginkgo fruit, and then you bake it basically 300 degrees and, knock the outside of the nut off. Just shell it like any kind of a nut and eat it. It's pretty good, pretty nice taste. But she'll be there talking about, I think she will. I'll look up that real quick. And everybody can do that. You can go to the Mother Earth News Fair, and it tells about all the different speakers and see if she's going to be there. But Backyard Foraging is her book, and it's really a good book. I recommend it highly. But anyway, the ginkgo can be planted anywhere in the United States pretty much if you have decent soil. The only place I was telling everybody yesterday is that it will not work well at all in caliche or white limestone rock. It'll do fine in black soil, high pH alkaline soils, just like it will in deep acid sandy loam. It likes that soil better. But the one thing it can't take is the solid alkaline high pH rock. Other than that, it does beautifully, and I think all of them will end up having fruit at some point. Unfortunately, no matter what they tell you about what the tag says. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478.